Well, that's it for this time. So God bless you and love everybody. Come on out here. So until next time, God bless you. And say a little prayer for somebody.
Better fact to be a God-fearing man.
This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to be our guest on the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, on listener-supported RadioValencia.fm. Every Friday night from 10 p.m. until midnight, and sometimes beyond, the show is happening. And I'd like you to be there to experience the wonder, the terror, the savagery and splendor, the baffling incomprehensibility of this absolutely unique radio program. Oh, I know I could give a better description than that, but you just have to listen to know and to hear the special voices of my special guests. That's the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, Friday night, 10 to midnight, on RadioValencia.fm.
stately minuet would be preferable to the rain dance.
Coca-Cola Bottling Company and your charming wives, I want to thank all of you for coming down to the plant tonight to hear our sales plans for the next year. Yes, sir, our advertising will do the job for us if we follow through to keep things jumping at the point of sale. Are you with me?
Just one question, Mr. Stevens. Will you tell us how we're going to keep things jumping at the point of sale?
Sure, Herb, I'll tell you how we're going to do it. With the All-Star Dealer Campaign. With promotion, with the new spectacular, and with the cooler campaign. Yes, we're gonna keep things jumping at the point of sale. Keep things jumping at the point of sale. Build up the interest, break down the boredom. Keep them jumping at the point of sale. There'll be no stopping at the point of sale. If you keep things hopping at the point of sale, you got the know-how, get set to go now. Keep them jumping at the point of sale.
You've got a program we can spell out. You use the program you can sell out.
If you keep things jumping at the point of sale, keep things jumping at the point of sale. Build up the interest, break down the boredom. Keep them jumping at the point of sale.
Jumping
to deserve.
Little we daughter shrub, little we brother dim, little we brother.
Tell me, Lauren, what did I ever do? That
little we daughter brother. If it let we da saw, if let me, if it let raw, if it let to the lava, if let a to be, if let to be, if let to be, if let to the lava, if let a to be, if let to be, if let to the lava, if let a to be, if let to be, if let to the lava, if let a to be, if let to be, if let to the lava, if let a to be, if Fled over it, little the lava, fled or to be draw. Fled over it, little the lava, fled or to be draw. Fled over it, little the lava, fled or to be draw. Fled over it, little the lava, fled or to be draw. Fled over it, little the lava, fled or to be draw. Fled over it, little the lava, fled or to be draw. If you let me draw, see.
We'll be right back. Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Lives the clouds, still living, cruising forward. This is not Robin Coomer, but you're listening to 87.7 Radio Valencia. You can listen to Radio Valencia on the radio at 87.7 or on the internet at radiovalencia.fm.
Well, sugar!
Radio Valencia,
hey,
the sounds of the mission.
I walk on the moon. Come on, come on, come on.
Every time I take a trip, I'm sure to meet my friends.
Loneliness drives some girls to prostitution. It drives some men in another direction. The history of homosexuality is as long as the history of man. From the glory that once was Greece to the decadence that destroyed Rome, homosexuality has been both despised and idolized. Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, Frederick the Great, Leonardo da Vinci and Michelangelo are but some of the names that any homosexual will point to as examples of virility and a defense of his way of life. Though nothing new, homosexuality is having an upsurge since the war. Whether it is an actual increase or merely an increased public acceptance is a point to be argued. The Mattachine Society, an organization for homosexuals, claims that one male out of six is homosexual. Homosexuals no longer hide in shadows, giving secret signals of recognition to each other. But rather they have joined together into groups or clubs in an attempt to seek freedom and acceptability for their type of sexual inclination. They can be found in all walks of life and on any street in this lonely world, forever searching for whatever it is that drives them on.